would have desired that no single man had the power to propose new laws according to his fancy, but that this right belonged only to the magistrates, and that even they use it with such circumspection that the populace, for its part, was reluctant to give its consent to these laws, and that their promulgation could be carried out only with so much solemnity that before the Constitution was undermined, the citizens would have had the time to realize that it was above all the great antiquity of the laws which made them sacred and venerable, that the populace soon grows contemptuous of laws which it sees changing every day, and that by growing used to neglecting ancient customs under the pretext of making things better, people often introduce great evils in order to correct lesser ones. Above all, on the ground that it must be badly governed, I would have run away from a republic where the people believed they could dispense with their magistrates or leave them with only a precarious authority, and so would have imprudently kept control of the administration of civil matters and the execution of their own laws. Something like that must have been the rudimentary constitution of the first governments which emerged immediately from the state of nature, and something like that was also one of the vices which ruined the Republic of Athens. But I would have chosen a country where the individuals were content with giving their sanction to the laws and deciding as a collective body and on the basis of a report from their leaders the most important public issues. The people would establish respected tribunals, distinguish with care their various departments, and elect year by year the most capable and most honest of their fellow citizens to administer justice and govern the state. The virtue of the magistrates in this way would bear witness to the wisdom of the people, so that they both mutually honoured each other. Thus, if ever some fatal misunderstandings happen to trouble public harmony, even these times of blindness and errors would be characterized by evidence of moderation, reciprocal esteem, and a common respect for the laws, harbingers and guarantees of a sincere and permanent reconciliation. Such are the advantages, magnificent, most honored, and sovereign lords, I would have looked for in the native land I would have chosen for myself. And if Providence had added to these a charming location,